2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 6 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's June 21st. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 66 degrees.
Clear drive conditions on I-15 so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, three people drowned and another nearly drowned at three different reservoirs around Utah.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the first one was Sunday morning. A couple from Chandler, Arizona, was boating with their adult children at Deer Creek State Park. They are identified as David and Catherine McMillan. The Wasatch County Sheriff's Office says the husband and father got into the water to swim, but he began struggling. His wife got into the water, and they both went under. Other boaters brought them to shore. They began CPR. Medical crews also took over and took them to the hospital, but they were pronounced dead. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Two more people struggled on Utah's lakes this weekend, and one man died. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our live team coverage. Heather?
Flotation device drifted away from his family yesterday on Pineview Reservoir. Weber County sheriffs say the boy's father was not wearing a life jacket and tried to swim out to the boy. He began struggling, went under the water, and drowned. A bystander was able to bring the child safely to shore. And a 14-year-old also went under the water at Jordanelle Reservoir on Sunday afternoon. Witnesses say the girl was not wearing a life jacket and couldn't stay afloat. She was given CPR and recovered. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A person died last night after their car went off a switchback in Emigration Canyon. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office tells us the driver was thrown from the vehicle as it went 200 feet down a steep hill. Investigators aren't sure why the car went off the road. No other cars were involved in the crash.
Even though some farmers have needed to abandon crops due to a lack of water, some water managers say the state is not in any danger of running out of drinking or culinary water this year. Still, they say we need to conserve as much as possible. Basin Water Conservancy District Assistant General Manager Jonathan Perry says they already reduced agriculture water.
We reduced the volume of water available to those companies from the get-go and told them that it was going to be an early shutoff of October 1.
He says smaller irrigation companies that rely solely on what the snowpack gives them every year are more likely to run out than the larger reservoirs.
KSL's top national stories this hour. American Airlines is canceling flights, and more cuts are likely among the airline industry.
The airline blaming significant staffing shortages and maintenance issues. American says it will continue to cancel at least 50 to 60 flights a day for the rest of June and 50 to 80 flights per day in July. And the TSA says it's struggling to keep up with demand, too.
ABC's Megan Trevisian.
Amazon's Prime Day is here, but the deals aren't limited to Amazon. Trey Bosch, TrueTrade.com's smart shopping expert, tells ABC News there are some other retailers jumping in this year.
They are offering millions and millions of sales. Amazon alone is offering more than 2 million sales. Then, of course, Target is offering hundreds of thousands of sales. They're online only, so that's interesting to know about Target. Walmart is promising Black Friday-level deals.
Tropical storm Claudette continues to cause dangerous conditions as it moves east. The line of storms caused a tornado near Chicago and damaged this woman's house.
Blew out our sliding doors down on the other side of the house, so there's glass all through the house.
At least four people were taken to the hospital with injuries, and about a dozen homes were severely damaged. The storms killed 13 people in Alabama after a multiple vehicle crash during heavy rainfall.
Arches National Park had to delay entrances into the park after it filled to capacity yesterday. This year alone. Other national parks have faced similar problems and implemented reservation systems. Now there's a push for Arches to do the same. They say a reservation system could help alleviate congestion and protect Arches. Similar efforts have failed, however, at the park in the past.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com
or wherever you listen to podcasts.